As we head into chilly mid-November, let's warm up a bit with thoughts about the Ann Arbor Summer Festival. This is Lisa Berry, and whether it's a concert at the Power Center, a free movie outside at Top of the Park, or yoga on the lawn, thousands of people have attended at least one event as part of the Ann Arbor Summer Festival. Still 7 months away, there is news, though, about the festival, as they've named a new executive director, and he joins us now on 89.1 WEMU. Welcome, Mike Miquelon.
Hi, Lisa. Glad to be here.
Congratulations on the new gig. When do you start?
Thank you. Today, I guess. Changing offices, but the work towards 2018 hasn't ended.
So you're not new to the festival. You've already worked for them in the business aspect part?
Yeah, in the role of general manager, handling our business and operations, working on our many great community partnerships and producing this seasonal event.
And you have ties to Ann Arbor. You went to school here?
I did. I went to school here and never left, like so many great Ann Arborites. This town has a way of holding on to you.
So how do you see yourself filling this position? What's first on your to-do list?
Amy Nesbitt, who I'm sure your listeners are familiar with, and her predecessor, Rob Wolf, have left the organization in really an incredible place. Strong partnerships in the community, a breadth of programming. I look at just the way that the festival has grown over the years. There's a ton to be excited about. I think we want to continue to do that. We want to continue to make sure that we're relevant in people's lives, that we're engaging the creativity and passion in the community. So a lot of great work ahead, but we're in a really wonderful place, I think.
I saw it described as a community celebration, and I know I look forward to it every summer. That seems like a great way to describe it, don't you think?
It is, and there's certainly people that, we want the community to treat it like it's lawn or front porch and hang out all summer long. But also the great thing about festivals are that you come for one thing and discover three other things. And I think there are events that we produce every year people circle and plan to attend, and then things that kind of catch their interest and we can engage their curiosity. And I think that balance is really important.
I know you let people vote on the movies, and I haven't picked mine yet. And you can do that on your website still until, what, I believe, early February?
Yeah, people are sending in lots of great ideas for films. People are also voting, putting together their recommendations for an artist wish list. And we certainly take all that in stride and try to balance between these favorites that people love to see and making sure we're exposing our audience to new artists, new events. I think it's a great thing that we do.
Do you have any artists planned or anything you want to share with our listeners right now about what to expect next June?
There are some things in the works. The work kind of never ends in terms of scouting and thinking towards 2018 and beyond. And I want to leave people hanging a bit. I have nothing to announce here yet.
I had the privilege of emceeing Red Barat last summer, and I believe Amy, whose job you have now filled, told me she had been planning for years on that one. Does it really take a long time to get acts to come and find them and get them all set up?
Sometimes it does. Red Barat, that was a great concert last summer, wasn't it? And I know that was one of Amy's personal favorites. Sometimes it does. Our event falls in a time where there's a lot of summer festivals happening, and sometimes it's about making the routing work and trying to get them to come to Ann Arbor in that June to July timeline. And so sometimes it's harder than it should, but we were glad to have them.
Mike Miquelon is the new executive director for the Ann Arbor Summer Festival. Congratulations, and thanks so much for talking to us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thanks, Lisa.